and connecting them to our well-established, competitively viable minority-owned firms. Today, we in this special 50th anniversary episode, we celebrate and pay tribute to an innovative and businessman, innovative leader rather, and businessman, Mr. David Gaddis. But before we start the conversation with him, let me just tell you a little bit about him. This is not his first induction to the Hall of Fame, as I understand it. He is, however, the CEO and general manager of DC Water. In this role, he oversees all authority, including a $1 billion annual budget, a workforce of 1,100 employees, and the largest advanced wastewater treatment plant in the world. I'd like to hear about that. Under his leadership, DC Water has emerged as a leader within the water sector on environmental justice and water equity programs, such as the lead-free DC program, which is eliminating all lead service lines within the district by 2030. Mr. Gaddis has extended economic equity to the community through changes to the Authority Business Development Plan, which has improved access to contract opportunities for small and disadvantaged businesses, an apprenticeship program that offers classroom and on-the-job training, as well as the establishment of the Authority's first ever Business Diversity Advisory Council, of which I'm a part. I'm very proud. He also serves as chairman of the board of Blue Drop, DC Water's nonprofit sales and marketing affiliate, and is a frequent presenter at utility and government services conferences and with the National League of Cities and the National Association of Public-Private Partnerships. And before I bring him on, you should know that prior to his service at DC Water, he led Veolia Water Indianapolis, CEO and president of Veolia Water Indianapolis. He was the first African-American CEO president and the first African-American CEO to lead a major utility in Indianapolis, Indiana. So please help me welcome Mr. David Gaddis. Good day, sir.
Thank you so much.
So you have to tell us about your induction into the Hall of Fame in basketball, University of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, that was in 2014, I had the honor of being inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame.